You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the US and China trade blows at the UN over the handling of COVID-19. New coronavirus restrictions announced in England in an effort to suppress soaring daily cases. And in sport, the AFL announces finals details. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The United States and China have clashed over the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic at a meeting of the UN General Assembly in New York. In a pre-recorded speech, President Donald Trump accused China of unleashing a plague on the world. He defended the US response to the pandemic.
In the United States, we launched the most aggressive mobilization since the Second World War. We rapidly produced a record supply of ventilators, creating a surplus that allowed us to share them with friends and partners all around the globe. We pioneered life-saving treatments, reducing our fatality rate 85% since April.
The United States has the highest death toll of any country, with more than 200,000 deaths and more than 6.8 million confirmed cases. China's ambassador to the United Nations, Zhang Wan, says the US should be held accountable for what he calls is irresponsible behavior. He says the US needs to work harder to contain the virus.
It's the United States to work harder to save more lives. They are saying that they will count to hold China accountable. If we do have to hold anyone accountable, it should be the United States held accountable for losing so many lives and with their irresponsible behaviors.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new coronavirus restrictions as the country faces its second wave. The announcement comes after British health authorities warned infections could rise to nearly 50,000 a day by mid-October. Office workers who can work from home are being encouraged to do so. Hospitality venues such as pubs and restaurants in England are now required to close between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Weddings will be limited to 15 people, and a plan to bring audiences back to sports stadiums has been placed on hold. Mr. Johnson says the new restrictions are not a return to a full lockdown as in March.
We're not issuing a general instruction to stay at home. We will ensure that schools, colleges and universities stay open, because nothing is more important than the education, health and well-being of our young people. We will ensure that businesses can stay open in a COVID compliant way. However, we must take action to suppress the disease.
New South Wales residents wanting to enter South Australia will no longer have to quarantine for 14 days from midnight today. The decision to ease the border measures comes after New South Wales recorded 14 days without community transmission or cases with an unknown origin. New South Wales residents will have to complete an online registration form to get approval to enter South Australia, which is in line with what's required of travellers from across the country. South Australia's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Nicola Sperrier, says she's as confident as she can be that it's safe to open the borders.
There's always going to be some risk involved with this pandemic, but we can't just wrap ourselves in cotton wool forever. It's important that we can come out of this and that we can go about our normal lives and that we can start to enjoy things again.
Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has been urged not to bow to pressure when easing coronavirus restrictions, as Victoria records 28 new cases yesterday. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has flagged the possibility of opening her state's southern border to regional Victoria. An explosion has shaken a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon, sending grey smoke into the air. The cause of the blast, which occurred in the southern village of Ain Kana, is unknown. Members of the Shiite militant group Hezbollah have surrounded the area with security guards. Rescuers of a stranded pod of whales in Tasmania will conduct aerial infrared scans today to determine how many animals have died. Conservationists say at least one third of the group of 270 pilot whales are likely dead, with the rescue effort anticipated to take days. About 25 whales have been freed from the group, which got stuck on sandbars near Strawn earlier this week. Around 60 rescuers braved icy waters using special slings attached to boats to refloat the whales and guide them back out to sea. To sport, the AFL have announced details of its finals with Port Adelaide and Geelong to kick things off at Adelaide Oval next Thursday night. The Gabba will play host to a qualifying final at night between Richmond and Brisbane on Friday, October the 2nd, followed by an elimination game between St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs the following evening. Week one of the finals concludes when West Coast hosts Collingwood at an elimination match at Perth Stadium. The capacity for that game has been lifted from 30,000 to 35,500 after the WA state government allowed for the 50% capacity rule to be replaced with the 2-square-metre rule. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26. Adelaide, a shower or 2 and 16. Melbourne, similar conditions, 15. Hobart, showers and 16 degrees. Canberra, possible showers, 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 22. Sydney, sunny, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions and 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny and 30. And Darwin, much the same, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.